It's 11 a.m, so time for this.
RTL Today News on the 5th of January. Happy New Year. I'm John Baker. President Donald Trump's claim that the United States is in charge of Venezuela will be underscored today when the oil-rich nation's deposed leader is hauled before a New York court, while his successor is now seemingly open to cooperate with the US. Nicolas Maduro faces narco-trafficking charges along with his wife, who was also seized and taken out of Caracas in the shock US assault on Saturday involving commandos, bombing by jet planes, and a massive naval force off Venezuela's coast. A fire broke out shortly after 9 p.m. on Sunday in an apartment located in Doudelange. Emergency services confirmed that one person was injured without providing further details. Four fire stations were involved in the response, including those in Doudelange, Bettenburg, Esch and Kael, with two ambulances also dispatched to the scene. A yellow alert for snow is in place today between 2 p.m. and midnight, whilst a new alert for cold temperatures has also been issued for the early hours of tomorrow morning for the whole country, when minimum temperatures could range from minus 10 degrees to minus 6 degrees. Switzerland will hold a national day of mourning on Friday for the 40 victims of the fire in the ski resort of Crans-Montana. Authorities have said that all victims have now been identified, which included 20 minors. Over 100 people were injured in the disaster, including one Luxembourger, and prosecutors are now investigating the two bar managers under criminal law. They are accused of involuntary homicide, involuntary injuries, as well as arson without intent. And President Donald Trump's calls that Greenland should become part of the United States have been met with international condemnation today, as the autonomous Danish territory's Prime Minister Jens Frederik Nielsen has warned that's enough now. While adding that they were open to dialogue, he stressed that there must be no more pressure, no more insinuations, no more fantasies of annexation, and that anything must happen through proper channels and with respect for international law. Over to sports now, and in cricket, Joe Root completed with a magnificent 160 in the final test in Sydney, with England finishing on 384 on day two, while Australia in reply were 166 for two at stumps. Root has now scored 41 test hundreds, and this is third in the all-time list behind Jack Callis, who has 45, and Sachin Tendulkar, who has 51. World number four, Coco Gauff suffered her first ever defeat at the United Cup in Perth today when she was stunned by Spain's Jessica Buzas Meñero 6-1, 6-7, 6-love in a blow to her Australian Open preparations, while men's world number three Alexander Zverev was also on the end of a shock United Cup result, beaten 6-3, 6-4 by Poland's Hubert Hurkacz, who has not played since June because of knee surgery. For more on these stories and for all the latest updates, head to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
As mentioned, there is a yellow warning in place for snow, and today there is some fog still yet to clear. The current temperature is around minus 5 degrees, and this will only rise to minus 3 this afternoon when we might see some snow across the country.